Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. Yes, we are just grateful to have you with us today. We are just truly grateful. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. We know that a lot of things are going on all around us. But we thank God, huh? We thank God. Whatever we have to go through, whatever we're going through, whatever we're in right now, we know that He is with us. Glory to God. He's with us even while we're going through. Glory to God. Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 7 says, And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this had touched my lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Are you listening to me? We just thank God. We thank God. He touched my mouth and said, Behold, this has touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is forgiven. Glory to God. That's the kind of God I'm talking about. That's the God who is our risen Savior, who lives in this world with us today. He walks with us and He talks with us. Yes, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's Isaiah 6 and verse 7. Yeah. And He laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this has touched thy lips, and thy iniquities is taken away, and thy sins are forgiven. Glory to God. Isaiah 6 and 7. Yeah, somebody needs to hear that. Somebody needs to hear that. Glory to God. Just one touch. Woo! Just a touch. Just a touch. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come today thanking you, Master, thanking you for this day. This is the day, God, that you've created, and we are just grateful, God. We thank you, Master, for everything that you're doing. We thank you, God, for what you're going to do, God, in our lives. Yeah, because we know that you have already made the way. You have already prepared the way for us, and we are grateful, God. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for watching over us, God. Thank you for your protection, God. Thank you for your touch, oh, God. Oh, Master, we know that there are many today that need a touch from you. Just one touch. Just a touch. Just, if you could just breathe on us, God. Just breathe on us, God. Hallelujah. Speak a word, oh, God. Oh, Master, we ask you, God, to look upon us, oh God, to use us for your glory, God. And we will be careful to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the glory, all the honor, because it all belongs to you, God. And we thank you. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen, amen. Again, we thank you for being with us. This is your host, Minister Janice. And I just want to say, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice. We're going to do it no matter what's going on, no matter what it looks like. We're going to find a way to just raise our hand up. Huh? Look to the hills from which cometh our help, because our help comes from the Lord who has made heaven and earth. Oh, God. Oh, God. We thank you, Master. We thank you. We thank you. Yeah, great is your faithfulness, oh, God. Great is your faithfulness. We're going to move quickly into our lesson, and we know that we have been talking about the touch, just a touch. Yeah, and that's why our reading today was about Isaiah, just a touch. Just a touch. One touch. That's all it takes. It's one touch. Yeah. Yeah, just a touch. Whether it's the breathing, the word being spoken, they all touch. They all are touches that we need. They all are touches that we desire to have. Glory to God. In today's world, we are all enjoying, we enjoy high technology. Yes, we do. Some more than others. At one time, we heard fast foods. That was the word. That was the thing. That was the thing that was going on. That was the trend that was going on at that time. Fast food. Yeah, which for a couple of years was just that, fast and quick. Before that, we were groomed to instant. We had instant grits. We had instant oatmeal. We had instant, TV dinners, instant. What, 10? Is it 10 or 15 minutes? 30 minutes was the longest. Yeah. Everything was instant. Everything was fast, spontaneous, quick. Yeah. Right in a hurry. And we had it. Today's world is a one-touch, industry. We see so many things are one-touch. Yeah, now we're having one-touch credit cards. We have one-touch screens on our phones, our laptop, all our devices. One-touch. Yeah. One-touch. One-touch. And we know that that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about a touch. A touch. A touch is so important. You know, for someone to just take time and just call you to see how you're doing. Yeah. How's your day going? Maybe you're sick or maybe you're not well right now. But just that touch that they may give through those words will just warm your heart. One touch. One touch. Yeah. Sometimes that's all it takes. One touch. One touch. I remember a student telling me that they were at school and they didn't know anybody at the school. Yeah, this was a dormitory. They weren't familiar with anyone yet. They hadn't met any friends, and they were waiting for their roommate to come to meet them because they didn't know who the roommate was going to be. But someone took the time to call them. They just wanted to know how they were doing. They just wanted to check with them and just say hi. Just wanted to let them know that they love them. Just one touch. Sometimes one touch. That's all it that makes a big difference. And that's all that matters is that one touch. Yet one phone call or that one text. You know, we love to text today. Yeah, this is the texting society. Yeah, we don't do telegrams anymore. Telegrams. I don't think anyone knows what a telegram is. What was a telegram? I don't think you say that, they'll look at you strange. But telegrams were before Texas. Yeah, it was a telegram. So anyway, quickly, we're going to move to Mark chapter 6 and verse 53. And it starts out with, here we see that Mark, is talking to us. Mark, let's see here. We're in Mark. Mark chapter 6, and we're going to do verse 53. Yes. We just thank God again. Thank God for everyone that's present. We thank God for those who are listening at a later time. Yeah, because you know you can always listen at a later time. You don't have to listen to us live. Yeah, yes. You can always come back and listen in on what the Word of God has to say to us. Because the Word is talking to us. The Word is speaking. The Word is touching. Yeah, the Word is going forth. Let me say that. Yeah. The Word is doing what it has been designed to do. Yeah. The Word is doing it. So Mark chapter 6, verse 53, and it says, and when they had passed over, they came into a land of Gennesaret. and drew to the shores. Now, what was going on here? Jesus. Jesus was traveling. He was on another journey. You know, Jesus was traveling more than some of us would even think of today. I read some of the stories where Jesus was on his way here. He was on his way there. He was always into another village, getting ready to go into another town, meeting people, just came out of a town, or just went into somebody's house. He was always on the move. And some of us won't even come out of our house unless it's just to either put the garbage out or pick or get the mail. But Jesus was always on the move. He was always concerned about. See, you have to be concerned about others to move. Yeah. When you're concerned about others, you move. You don't. You're not concerned about others when you stagnated. When you're still. When you in this place where you just can't move. You can't do anything. You're not concerned. You're only stuck in this little place, wherever that is. But not Jesus. He was always, always traveling. So here we see that Jesus was traveling around, and many times he had a caravan. Yeah, it was a caravan, because think about it. Jesus, very famous. Jesus was very, very renowned. Yeah, and he was like to market Jesus. Think about that. Jesus being marketed. Can you imagine someone marketing Jesus? Booking him over here, booking him over there, booking him to go to this university, booking him to go to the arenas. Think about Jesus, huh? Wow. Verse 54 tells us, and when they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him. He was a rock star. Yeah. He was renowned. Jesus. Everyone was looking for Jesus. Why? Jesus was special. Jesus was anointed. The anointing drew people to Jesus. Glory to God. Just like now. Why are we here? Because of Jesus. We're here because of him. Because of the touch that he gives. Because of the anointing that he gives. Because of the word that he renders to our hearts. Jesus. Imagine. Imagine that. Jesus. A rock star to the believers. Very famous. He was pleasant. Yeah. And he was a relief. He was a relief to those who were seeking to be healed. He was a relief to those who needed to hear a kind word. He was a relief to those who were seeking someone to save them. Glory to God. Jesus, that's who he was. Verse 55 says, and ran through the whole region, sound about, and began to carry about in beds those that were sick, were there, and they heard about Jesus. Jesus, the healer. Jesus, the redeemer. Yeah. Jesus, he was the showstopper. Yeah, whenever the word came that Jesus was passing, or Jesus was going to be present, people came. People brought their sick. Yeah, people brought their ones that were ill. Yeah, people needed to hear a kind word. People needed, just like us today, we need to hear a kind word. We need to be encouraged. Are you listening to me? We need it. Yeah, we need just one touch. We need for him to just breathe on us. Glory to God. Yeah, refreshing. Ah, refreshing word that only he can give us. Verse 56 says, and wherever he entered into the village, or even in the cities, or in the countries, they laid the sick in the streets. Listen to that. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, these people believed in him. They had faith in him to lay the sick people in the street, on the roads. Glory to God. Why? Because Jesus. Who? knew they needed a touch. They needed a touch. Anybody listening to what I'm saying? A touch from Jesus. It's going to make it all right. It's going to make it all. It's going to be all right. Huh? Laid them in the street. And they sought after him. Yeah. They just wanted to be a mighty touch. They just needed a mighty touch. If it were but the border of his garment. Sometimes they just wanted just to touch the garment, the hem, just to grab hold to that. And they knew that the anointing, that they had power in his clothing. Glory to God. Can anybody attest today that there's power? Power in the word of God. There's power, yes, in the word. And as many as touch him, they were made whole. They were made complete. Huh? There were no more flaws. Yeah. They were complete. They were perfect in his sight. They were perfect because Jesus. Hallelujah. Imagine. Concert, crowds of people. You didn't need a ticket. Oh, no tickets. Yeah, no tickets because there was no entrance fee. Everything was free to get in. Free admission, huh? Once the power was released, glory to God. Once the power that Jesus carried, once it was released, you could feel it move and think about it in the crowd. Think about it. The power of God. I've seen the power of God sit over a congregation like a cloud. And it just sit there and people begin to get healed. People begin to talk in unknown tongues. Things begin to happen. People begin to straighten up. Legs, limbs will straighten. Glory to God. The power, hallelujah, of God. Huh? Woo! Thank God for Jesus. Thank God. One touch. That's all you need. One touch from Jesus. That's what we're talking about. The power of his presence. Mark chapter 1 and verse 21. Listen at this. 21 says, and they went into Capernaum and straightway on the Sabbath, and he entered into the synagogue and he began to teach. Jesus loved to teach. Jesus was a master of teaching. But Jesus was on his journey. He was continuing to be concerned about others. He wanted others to be saved. That was his main mission. That was his purpose, to be saved for us. To renew our vows, for us to come into the right fellowship with him, for us to be completely saved, to lay our sinful lives to the side and pick up a life of righteousness. Are you listening to me? Pick up a life of new, a new beginning. And it's in him. We can find it in him. Jesus. Yeah, on the Sabbath day. Yeah. The Sabbath day, Jesus going into the synagogue, the temple, the church, huh? The cathedral. Jesus, this was his area. This was his atmosphere. This was what he was familiar with. Now, not to say that Jesus couldn't stand on a mountain. Nah, he could stand on a mountain. He didn't need a temple. He didn't need a pulpit. He didn't need any of that. He didn't need a microphone. When Jesus spoke, everyone heard what he said. Glory to God. Think about it. There was none of these technologies that we see today. There was none of that. There were no cell phones. No, there were no cell phones. There were no musicians that were in the mountains. People sung. They sung, and they had unity, huh? It was in unification, huh? Yeah, why? Because the anointed one had showed up. Glory to God. And when the anointing one, when he shows up, glory to God, everything begins to flow. It flows. Verse 22 tells us, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and was not as a scribe. Huh? What did he mean by that? Jesus taught the doctrine, the word of God, the word from his Father, the authority that his Father had given him. Jesus used it. Huh? Yeah. He had knowledge, and mainly he had love. Huh? Without love, we can do nothing. Huh? Yeah. And Jesus, remember, he was not teaching the law. He was not teaching the law. He was not teaching the law. Glory to God. Verse 23 tells us, and there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out. In the synagogue, think about it. He was in the church. He was in the temple. Why was he there? Certainly, many times we are in buildings, and the unclean spirits are around us, huh? Yeah, they were in a synagogue, and also was this man with this unclean spirit. No need to be shocked. No need to be surprised. And Jesus was neither shocked nor surprised. Yeah, he was not. He was prepared. Jesus was prepared for this. Verse 24 tells us, let us alone. What have we to do with you? Thus, thou Jesus of Nazareth, art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. Now let's just hold it right here for 1 minute. 1 minute. Did you know that demons can talk? That's a question. Did you know they knew Jesus? Did you know that they even knew where he came from? Did you know that? Can you imagine? The demons, they know more about Jesus than some of us. Listen to me. Time to make a change. Time to make a change. Listen to this. The demons knew who this was. And they spoke. They have a voice. They have a voice today. Yeah. And many of us are listening to what they say. Instead of rebuking them in the name of Jesus and commanding them to be silent and to come out, that's the authority that Jesus showed. That's the authority that Jesus had when he spoke it and he gave the touch. Glory to God. Oh, yes. Demons tremble at his name. Huh? Just one touch. Just one touch. Verse 26 tells us, and when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried out with a loud voice, they came out. Yeah, they came out. The unclean spirits, the demonic forces that were present who rebelled against God. Yeah, they were always rebelling. Huh? Always rebelling. But they obeyed the authority. Glory to God, the touch of Jesus, the voice of Jesus, the presence of the anointed one. I'm getting happy here. The presence of the anointed one. Hallelujah. Yeah, people, listen to this. And they were all amazed. They were, you know how people are to be so shocked, they're speechless, they don't know what to say. And they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For what authority commanded he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him? The rock star, present and accounted for, the rock star showing up with the anointing. Huh? Glory to God. The rock star. Yeah, the one who, huh, is sent in by his Father. Glory to God. Yeah. Yeah. He came here to save a sin-sick world. He came here to save you and me. Glory to God. And we thank him. I know I do. I thank him. I thank him for saving me. I thank him for everything that he does. Verse 28 says, and immediately, his fame spread. His when they say his fame, meaning the rock star. The rock star. Yeah. Yeah. You can relate to the rock star. But he became famous in the eyesight of everyone that was present. And it began to word spread fast. Yeah, abroad, throughout all the region, all around Galilee, about Jesus. Glory to God. Now, don't you want to know somebody that's famous like that? Don't you want to know a rock star like that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, someone that has the ability to speak to things that you had no idea even existed. Some of you didn't even know demons are here. They are present. And some of us live in a world of unbelief. Yeah. Yeah. And from this experience, for some, a rock star performance was on display. The rock star, he showed up, and he showed out. Mm-hmm. Astonished, everyone. Everyone was completely astonished. They had never seen anything like this. One touch, one voice, just to breathe. Mm-hmm. Jesus had that power. He has that ability, even today. Yeah. He has given that power. He's given that ability to the believer. To the believer who walks by faith and not by sight. To the believer who walks in the anointing. Are you listening to me? And the anointing is through the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Yeah. Yeah. Through the one who has a relationship, a personal one with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Not just a Sunday thing, not just an engagement on a Sunday, and then the rest of the week I don't know who you are, I don't pick up the book, I don't try to learn anything about you. Not you. You have no power. You have no power. You have no anointing. But I'm talking to the one who's committed, the one that's sold out. Yeah. You have the ability. You have the power. You have the anointing because God has given it to you. Yeah, he said he would never leave us, nor will he forsake us. But he also said that he will give us the comforter. Hallelujah. The comforter's going to come, and he's going to train. He's going to teach us. He's going to show us how to grow up. Hallelujah. And stop drinking milk and eat the meat that we need to eat, the nourishment of our bodies. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm getting happy here. Yes. What a mighty God, huh? Look at this lesson. Whether it's a physical touch or whether it's just the voice of Jesus, they all work. Mighty. He's mighty in battle. Did you hear what I said? Angels, they bow before him. Heaven and earth, they adore him. And demons, they tremble. Did you hear what I said? They tremble at the presence. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. And some of you have that same power. You're sitting on it. You're sitting on it. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for your word, God, because we know that your word is true. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to pull us up, God. Pull us up and stir up the gifts, oh God, that you have given us. Stir those gifts up that we may walk the walk that you have designed for us to walk. But we can talk, oh God, the way that you want us to talk. And we will be careful to give you all the praise, give you all the honor. In Jesus' holy name, amen. We'll see you back here on Friday and, of course, on Sunday with God's Favorite Ministries. We just ask you to walk by faith and not by sight. Trust in God. Yeah, use the word. Work the word. Work the word. Work it. Yeah. Work the word. The word is there for you to work it, for you to use it, for you to apply it every day of your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We'll see you next week. Amen. Amen.